So, Simon, three unbeaten. What's pleased you the most so far?
Well, definitely the victory against Halifax and the manner of it was just... It's given us a massive lift in training since then. And the night was... It was just a great victory, to be honest, you know, for everyone involved. And I thought there was a real synergy with the fans that night. And the response to the winner was just superb and very memorable.
Is it better when you win games like that, ride the death?
100%. And, you know, I read some of the comments of Halifax manager, you know, and he comes across a really nice guy, but he was said, look, it shows how far they've come as a team when we were celebrating like we'd won the league. And it was far, far from it in terms of we haven't achieved anything yet this season. But I think it's vindicated celebrating a winning goal in the 87th minute in a local derby. You've got to enjoy the moment, and we're very much in the here and now. We were 18th place, we're now 14th. They were second, could have gone first, and we're going into the Lions' Den, really, and we've come out victorious. So I think it was totally vindicated, enjoying and celebrating as we did.
Three changes to the team on the night. Mark Beck, who scored the winner, one of those changes. Was that a forced change or was that always in the plan?
No. We got them in on Monday. We'd been through the video ourselves, Paul and I, Paul Thirlwell and I, on the Sunday. And I made lots of video clips of where we came short, in my belief, on a Saturday. And the resounding thing was the lack of energy in pressing all over the park. And so we show clips of when we've not done it right, and in particular last Saturday's game. And we thought Mark Beck and Jack Muldoon know exactly how to do that, and they've done it successfully for us in the recent past. And they carried on, you know, on Tuesday.
So does that give you a nice headache ahead of the game at Sutton United for players vying for a place in the team?
Well, that's what we aim to do in the summer with recruitment, to get a stronger squad. So the performance levels are driven forward because there's a fear of losing your place. And Josh Falcon comes back into the squad as well. And, you know, he's our leader out on the pitch. And so it's good. It's hopefully we're turning the corner and we can strive for more performances like the other night.
And you look at Sutton United's record so far. You guys, quite similar, really, in kind of goals conceded, goals against. Never an easy game, though, against, from what I remember, Sutton, another big physical team, aren't they?
It's never an easy game. I'd always look back on that first game of the last season when there's a lot of drama. We thought we'd won it after being in a losing position, and then we conceded a soft goal with minutes to go. And that set up a real, really good run, really, because it was against a hard team. We still got a point against a very good team established at this level. And a couple of years ago, when Geisley went down, I went to watch Sutton at Geisley, and you could see the physical strength in the lineup, and it was a lesson to me of what to expect if we did achieve promotion. And they're no lesser in terms of the physical might that we'll expect, and even more experience. So always hard games, and so we have to be patient, and we want to be playing the ball on the floor as much as possible. But when you have 11 big units chasing you everywhere, it's not easy to play the perfect game.
Absolutely, and the weather not set to be the nicest conditions, let's say, over the weekend, but obviously you can't let that get in the way of things.
No.
Got the cycling in town, the UCI Road World Championships that everybody has been talking about. Have you been bothered about that? Have you managed to find some time to watch it? Or
I haven't found any time, unfortunately, and I think it's a wonderful event for the area. It raises profile for Harrogate, it's been a good news story, but unfortunately for me, I've been entrenched in the football work, and just the way it is.
And just finally as well, for the league, for the Vanarama National League, they've again changed their name up until November, supporting Prostate Cancer UK. So it's the Vanarama National League now. How important is it that football gets behind such campaigns as that?
Well, it's hugely important. And for men in particular with it, you know, for this case, this charity, I think it does raise the profile again. And even if it makes people more aware so they go to the doctors earlier, if there's a slight issue, and a lot of people out there are suffering and sometimes suffering in silence, and and then the scenario can be too late to do anything about it. So it's good. It's good that, for the league, to be honest, that they've made people aware of more and more of this of prostate cancer. You know, and there's been a run in and around the club, you know, as well from a victim of prostate cancer. So we're fully aware of it's a horrendous thing to have. We wish it on anyone, but it's very good of the league, and football has a role to play, you know, certainly, in for charities to raise profile and for the greater good.